Hi, I'm Gordon, and I'm doing this recording to share some reflections on my experience not using social media for around 2 weeks. Actually, to be honest, I did check, receive comments on my email, so I might have read some comments, but I didn't respond or anything. I just acted as an observer, really. And over the course of these 2 weeks, I realized how much I grew dependent on social media. In fact, a part of my daily life, daily routine was now empty, was now. And however, then I started doing the things I used to do when I didn't have social media, or indeed didn't have the internet. And I started thinking about how important it was for me to reconnect with who I was, and I had plenty of time to meditate in silence about the meaning of my life and where I was going, things that were possibly were taken up by responding to messages or checking my Facebook account and so on. So I think that's it's important that sometimes we take a few minutes, even an hour. A few minutes is little time, really, to get to know ourselves, because while the social media has a lot of good in it, good potential, it sometimes, I think at least, puts us in a position of being impulsive and not really critically assessing what we are consuming or reading. And I think we need to stop and think sometimes about how we are presenting ourselves to the world. And more importantly, to reflect on whether we really know ourselves enough to represent ourselves on. Because after all, unlike other forms of media, in social media, there is no boundary between the personal and the public. The fact, the social media opens up a new set of rules when it comes to human relations. And I think we are using it very casually. And although I won't say advise not to use it, because obviously even if you don't use it, in some way or another, you're affected by it. But I think we must be more mindful, more self-aware in our use of this technology. And that's those were some thoughts I wish to share with you.